Proclamation number 8847 of 29th of August, 1964. Faithlessness in the end time. Confess. The great hardship you are in results from the fact that you find it difficult to establish a deep inner bond with me, that you do not respect your God and Creator, apart from a few for whom I have become their purpose in life. And I will also take care of these few. I will remember them and reward them for loyalty. And they will be led through all dangers because that a time is coming where all of you are in danger, that is certain. And your own, right, attitude towards me will then also secure you my protection. I myself will then be your guide, to whom you are then to devote yourselves trustingly, so that you do not fall a victim to the counterpower. Because there will still be a great struggle for you on the part of my opponent, who wants to cause all to follow him, but to whom you then are also to offer resistance. And you can only then bring this about when you join me more than ever, when you turn your will towards me very obviously, so that he cannot approach you, and when you loudly confess me before the world. Then he has lost you for eternity, you have become my confessors, you have fulfilled the last task on this earth, and used yourselves for me and my kingdom. And this task still lies ahead of you, to confess me openly before the world. It will demand strong courage from you, but you will also muster it because you know about the pure truth, because it was given to you so clearly and plausibly through my greater than great love, and for the sake of the pure truth you will also represent it before the world. And you'll experience how easily your fellow human beings give away their faith, because this faith will be torn to pieces for them, and because they then recognize the decrepitude of that what up to now seemed untouchable to them. Except for the few who advocate it out of fanaticism but do not have the inner conviction that it is the pure truth. And so my opponent will succeed in attacking the faith, he will succeed in convincing the intellectually minded to break away from their faith, because these do not let the Spirit speak in them, which well would like to instruct them differently. And if a spirit awakened man does not have access to that one that he succeeds to cause him to other thinking, then he unhesitatingly gives away everything what he possessed, and also the little what he still could represent as truth. Nevertheless, my light will assert itself. It will shine brightly out into the world, and who possesses this light, he also stands firm in faith. He stands up convinced for the spiritual good, which he has received out of my hand, and he will also still win few, who now seriously consider what is demanded of them and what is now right. And the ones who are mine are only to let their light shine out. They are to miss no opportunity to light a light in the hearts of the willing. They are to know that they can still bring salvation to many who will then also pass the last fight when they are in possession of the pure truth out of me. For I speak to you incessantly so that the number of those increases who come into the direct blessing of my word. For these will withstand all oppressions of my adversary. They will fetch power for confessing out of my word itself, and the inner conviction that they stand in truth lets them speak fearlessly and offer defiance to all onslaughts. And so the small flock of my loyal ones will assert themselves until the end. They will hope for help in greatest trouble, and I will not let them down, because they have supplied me with the proof, so that I now can transfer them into the paradise of the new earth. They have remained loyal to me and have truly earned a fate in bliss which the new earth will prepare for them. But it is only a small flock, which I can fit home into my kingdom. They are only few, measured by the immense number of the faithless, who no longer have the possibility to enter the kingdom on the other side, because this keeps its gates closed. The lack of faith has taken on such forms that a banishment in matter can no longer be avoided, that they all again have to go the course through the creations of the new earth, and that there is no mercy for these because they behaved as real devils towards my loyal ones in the times of the end. And so then also the lot will be given to them. The new banishment again for endless long time. Amen.